Let's do it. Let's talk a little bit about Dune here. Obviously, the 2021 adaptation, the latest adaptation of the series of books by Frank Herbert. I believe the first book came out in 1965, and so there's been several different screen adaptations of Dune over the years. This just the latest one from Warner Brothers. So, of course, it came out both in theaters and on HBO Max a week or two ago. You and I both sat down to watch it. This week, it's written by Eric Roth, John Spates, and Denis Villeneuve, and directed by Denis Villeneuve. It stars Timothy Chalamet, Rebecca Ferguson, and Zendaya, among a host of other luminaries that you definitely will recognize if you watch the movie. I guess we should say, since this is a relatively new film, we're going to be doing Dune spoilers on this episode of Dune the Damn Thing. And so if you haven't watched the movie or read the books and you don't want to have the plot of Dune spoiled for you, this podcast is not for you until you've actually seen the film. We don't want anybody to be mad at us. So, of course, giving you this warning right now. Don't say we didn't say it up front. There's going to be Dune spoilers in this podcast. So turn it off now if you don't want to have the thing spoiled for you. I wanted to ask you before we started, did you read any of the Dune books when you were a kid?
No.
Yeah, you know what? I did not either, but I had some friends who were super into Dune in like high
school. Yeah, it doesn't seem like a thing that people are a little bit into. If people are into it, they are really into it. And you know what? I have a copy of the Dune book. I have a tattered paperback around here because friend of the podcast and professional fighter of some note, Daniel DeStefano, good friend of mine who actually owns the SBG gym up in Whitefish here in Montana, he gave me these two weird paperbacks, one of which was Dune, and I still had it. I realized I just had it on my shelf because he is exactly the kind of nerd who is into Dune and was like, oh man, you like books, you should read Dune. And I was like, that sounds like some nerd shit, bro. But I've had it sitting around, had never really even had the urge to crack it open. But I'll tell you what, after I watched it, because I've watched this thing not knowing anything.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see the original movie, didn't read any of the books. Somehow, the only Dune association I had in my mind was that I remember it being referenced often when I was a child as shorthand for a big budget movie flop.
Yeah.
That it was like that's how it got brought up. Like, growing up in the 80s and 90s, when people would mention the Dune film, it was basically just to make a joke about like, haha, you spent all this money and your movie fucking sucked. And like, that was the only way you ever heard of it mentioned. And it was not exactly the kind of thing that inspired you to be like, let me see what that's all about. So like, I go into this thing knowing nothing. I watch it. I still feel like a lot of the times as I'm watching the movie that I don't understand stuff, but I was enjoying it. And then after I watched it, I've been reading the paperback a little bit and enjoying it. But also in a way where I was like, man, I never would have even been able to find my footing in this thing as a book if I hadn't first seen the movie, which is usually the opposite of how it works.
Yeah, I was a little skeptical coming in. Like I saw the David Lynch movie, you know, probably as a teen. Probably a decade after it had come out or so. I don't know exactly when the David Lynch movie came out, but I remember thinking it was not good. And of course, Kyle MacLachlan was in that, playing the Paul character here. So I didn't know how I was going to feel about this new Dune, 2021's Dune. But frankly, man, after watching it, I am all in on Dune. I'm all in on the whole Dune franchise. Like, I thought this movie was super rad, and so I am all in on some fucking grandiose, big budget, epic sci-fi adventure franchise shit. And like you, like, after watching this movie, it made me kind of feel interested in the books, just because, you know, I can get into an epic fantasy sci-fi adventure series if it's well written. And I knew a bunch of people when I was in high school that, like, maybe they got a little too into Dune, I would even say, but they were super into it, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things I guess that struck me right away as I'm watching this is a thing that you kind of mentioned when we were talking about this on the live chat, that it feels like this, especially this movie version, is a fully imagined and rendered world that we have here. And it's always, I guess, like a fun thing to me, especially when somebody has imagined, like really richly imagined some other world where you're able to see in action, like, okay, what are their cultural practices? What are their religions like? Like, what are the differences, but or like their perceived differences, at least between them and other people of like within their worlds? And I don't know why that's such an interesting concept to me, but it's like when you see that done well, and you see somebody who has really, really thought through at such a detailed level all this stuff, it's a lot of fun to just sort of like wander around this world and to feel like I could watch this two or three more times and pick up new stuff each time. Yeah.